will it bite? Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome into the show. Third and final hour on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, March 4th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, I want to remind you about the gun show. I had four people text me during the break. Harbor Springs gun show. Not this weekend, next weekend. Saturday, March 15th from 9 to 5. Sunday, March 16th from 9 to 3. It's going to be at the VFW Post 2051, located at 599 West Conway Road in Harbor Springs. Lunch will be available. You'll be able to buy tickets at the door. If you want more information, give Tim a call, 231-838-8054, or you can email him at harbortim@gmail.com. Text me, gun show, and I'll text you the flyer. Quote of the day, something we follow, was made by Greg Bird, director of the Michigan Vegetable Council. He said McDonald's has purchased 54,728,000 pounds of cucumbers from Michigan farms. In my personal opinion, I think McDonald's needs to make the double barbecue pickle burger, two patties with just lots of pickles and lots of barbecue sauce. Put it on the bun. That's my personal opinion. So keep that in mind. Why did he make this statement? Why was he given basically the quote of the day? Well, the information relates to the fact that McDonald's has made the corporate decision that they will use local farm products. A lot of Michigan agriculture is actually being served at McDonald's. Did not realize that. March this month is Michigan Food and Agricultural Awareness Month. And McDonald's kicked it off by highlighting Michigan's food supply at an Okemos franchise with Michigan agricultural organizations and legislators being on hand. McDonald's owner and operator Sam Saputo said the company has a strong relationship with Michigan agriculture. For example, 127,421 pounds of corn, 3.4 million pounds of pork, 51,479,000 dozens of eggs, all sourced from Michigan farms. McDonald's food system spent $470 million on Michigan's supply chain, $285 million on ingredients from Michigan farms. 7,067,000 gallons of milk, 3,753,000 pounds of butter, all coming from Michigan. They've also purchased 28,708,000 pounds of apples, 54,728,000 pounds of cucumbers, and 1 million pounds of beef, all coming from Michigan farms. Saputo said our buying power in the state is huge, especially when it comes to produce. So if you're going to go to a fast food hamburger, consider McDonald's in Michigan. They support our Michigan farmers. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a SafeStep walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Greatly appreciate the text messages during the break. Downstate Mike Solarski, the paving excavator contractor. I'm still hoping to get you up here to do Ian's parking lot in the spring. Sent me a message. The news just came in. looks like Zelensky is experiencing the art of the deal. Just the News put up a post. Breaking. Zelensky reaches out to Trump after a regrettable meeting. Thanks him for their support. Yeah. He further expressed Ukraine's willingness now to sign the mineral agreement. Anytime, quote from Zelensky, anytime and in any convenient format. Basically, not willing to negotiate, not willing to demand anything in the rare earth mineral mining agreement. Whatever Trump wants, Trump's going to get. Here is the main point. One of the things you have to understand, when Donald Trump said, that's it, suspending all funding to the Ukraine last night, here it is before noon the next day, and Zelensky is already willing to come back, probably have to publicly apologize, not only to Trump, but to also Vice President J.D. Vance, and accept whatever agreement they lay on the table. Well, I can tell you something from understanding Donald Trump's thinking. Read his book 15 times, Art of the Deal. You already know what he's going to say. Because of the way you disrespected me, J.D. Vance, and this Oval Office, we're taking the mineral rights. We're taking the rare earth minerals. They will be owned by the United States. They will be mined and sold by us. Period. The entire time we're there working, mining the rare earth from the different various locations they have it around their country, we will be providing security for our people. And by the way, indirectly, we'll be providing security for your people as well. Putin's not about to continue fighting in that country when we have Americans working to mine the rare earth minerals. It's that simple, folks. He then is going to go to Putin and say, I will shut you down. We will outproduce you in energy. We will export our energy wherever it needs to go to make sure you get no sales of your oil and natural gas, which is what is funding the Russian government. Right now, exporters of energy is what's paying for the war. Donald Trump will very simply tell him, hey, Vladdy, we got more natural gas and oil than you do. And if I have to sell it at a loss to your customers to make sure they buy from us and not you, I will do it. You know I'm not playing games. I'm just stating a fact. You get your butt back to Russia. We'll negotiate the new line, perhaps, or maybe they'll leave the line the way it was. You didn't win this war. You're not going to win this war. You're going to end it. And you're going to get back to your country. The main reason that Putin wanted to expand the territory was for two reasons. A river and a port, a Gulf area, that he wanted to be able to ship his energy products around the world. Right now it's controlled by Ukraine. Well, he pushed them back far enough where now he could claim this is the new territory. I want that river and I want that Gulf. I want that shipping port area. We'll see if he gets it. Because Donald Trump's going to know completely ahead of time, this is all about shipping energy out of Russia. And if he's going to try to compete with us exporting our energy, American-made and produced energy around the world, he's going to want to shut down Russia's capability of shipping theirs. Donald Trump does not play nice when it comes to deals. He's already four moves down the board. Zelensky didn't even understand who he was dealing with. A little parody that I shared on my Twitter X account, very funny, produced totally with AI, took the picture of Zelensky and Trump sitting together and then fed an AI script into their mouths and produced a video last night. It was hilarious. If you'd like me to send you the link to that video that was produced with AI technology, just text me video. Text me video and I'll send it to you. Absolutely hilarious. But with a lot of truth in it. A lot of truth. Zelensky basically saying that I'm an imposter. I'm a comedian. I like people who are calling me a hero, standing up to the evil Russian dictator, but I'm doing it for the money. I'm taking the money. I'm giving it to certain American politicians, bureaucrats in Washington, to keep the money coming for their votes. I've stole the money. I want the war to continue. No war, no money. I can't continue to steal from the American people. There's some additional things he says in there. Some of it I can't say on the radio. But it was very funny. I shared it on my X account. Hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. And again, done with AI technology. It's amazing how they can make their mouths move like they're actually saying those words. It was funny. Absolutely hilarious. Wake up this morning, and now we get this information from Mike. And here's the main thing. Oh, my God. You guys all want to see this video. Okay, I'm going to have to do it at the bottom of the hour break. One of the things that is going to happen will be a public apology. Knowing Donald Trump, absolutely going to want to break this guy's ego all the way down to zero. Flatten him like a pancake. Force him to apologize not only to Trump, but to Vice President J.D. Vance. Sign whatever deal Donald Trump wants. Whatever deal he wants. They're going to get it. Then the ball will be in Putin's court. Donald Trump will contact him. Say, okay, now we're partners with Ukraine. We will be working and operating in that country. There is no way. No way, Vladdy, that I'm going to tolerate you harming our people. It's disgusting of how many hundreds of thousands Ukrainians, thousands of people you've killed, what you've done to their infrastructure, the bombing of buildings and roads and bridges. Well, guess what? It's going to stop. Well, how exactly are you going to force that down Putin's throat? It's very simple. I'll increase tariffs on Russian-made products coming into the United States, and I will absolutely steal your customers. Europe will no longer be buying natural gas, will no longer be buying your oil. We will produce it in such abundance and in such a high supply that we can absolutely reduce the price. We will have so much of it, we will be able to sell it cheap. Even if we have to ship it to Europe, mark my words, I will do it. I will shut your economy down. I will bankrupt Russia. I'm done playing games with you. You get out. We settle the actual border between Russia and Ukraine, and it's a done deal. You can continue to exist in the marketplace. You mess with me, and I'll shut you down. I'll bankrupt your country. That's what Donald Trump's going to tell him. You don't negotiate with Donald Trump. You end up accepting the best terms you can get from him. If you play nice, you show good faith, you work with him, you're respectful, he'll give you a fair deal. You play hardball with him, well, Zelensky found out how quickly Donald Trump responds. He's suspending the funding to the Ukraine last night. Today, he wants to play nice. He'll come and sign whatever agreement in any format. Whatever it is, he doesn't care. He's going to sign it. You bet. Now he's got a partner in the Ukraine. Businessman Donald Trump. Do you know how many companies in the United States are going to be able to send the technology and the workers into Ukraine to mine those rare earth minerals? Them coming back to the United States. $100 trillion investment announced yesterday by a semiconductor chip manufacturer moving into the United States. Where are they going to get the rare earth minerals for those chips? The Ukraine. Donald Trump is playing chess, folks, on four boards at the same time, stacked on top of each other. Zelensky was playing checkers, not even understanding the game of chess. And Donald Trump just basically played him. Now that he's got what he wants as far as the rare earth minerals, our companies going in there, our contractors going in there, our security companies, not our military, security contractors. These guys going in there and protecting these workers will provide all that is necessary to protect Ukraine. Absolutely will protect it. Great show, by the way, last night, Sean Hannity. Vice President J.D. Vance, his response to what happened with Zelensky, followed up by Attorney General Pam Bondi and then Caroline Leavitt, press secretary for President Trump. It was a great show. Awesome, awesome show last night. But yes, I'll send you guys the video. Again, it's not a real video. This is a parody, and it was produced with AI, artificial intelligence. I gotta send that out there. So many of you are texting me video, you wanna see it. If you end up sharing it, make sure you say it's a parody created with AI. These are not them really saying these words. Bottom of the hour news break, we'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team.